There is a no man's land where you don't know if it's good defense or bad offense. Browns, Steelers wishes it was that. Browns' Mike Ford used a terrible towel on his rear end on his way into the tunnel. Most innovative use of offense on the day. Also, drop everything. It's the LA Chargers. And tonight, yes, that's Super Bowl rematch. But is it a Super Bowl rematch before a Super Bowl rematch? Let's go around the horn. KC Philly with TC, CC, Cammy, KC, or me. Lisa Salters just gave us some great stats, but only once in the Super Bowl era has there been back-to-back Super Bowls, the same matchup in back-to-back years for a bonus point. Anyone know what that is?
Bills Cowboys.
Yes, Kevin Clark. For your answer, you get 2 points. Tim and Kevin, I believe you covered those and you didn't even get the answer there. Unbelievable. We'll give you a mute for that. Tonight, the game of the year, Philly, Kansas City. You don't need to say any more. KC, how will tonight be won? Which quarterback would you rather have tonight? Which unit and tush do you push?
All right, so these are two of the top 5 pass rush teams in football, and that's going to matter a lot. 2 good offensive lines as well. However, here's the difference. Patrick Mahomes this year is 22nd under pressure, going against an Eagles team that has the best pass rush trio in football. Okay, that's important. Jalen Hurts is 6th under pressure. So when these guys come at them and the defenses will get home against the quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback right now in those situations. That's the difference. Eagles win.
Kevin Blackstone, you just heard from Kevin Clark there. He thinks the pressure coming at the quarterbacks is going to be key, and that Hurts has an advantage over Mahomes. Is that how you see it?
Well, you know, last year in the Super Bowl, the Kansas City kept Mahomes clean. You remember that? And the Eagles could not put a glove on him and bring him down. And I think that is a big difference going into this game. I mean, we talk about the Kansas City defense. They've got 30 sacks on the year, 29 sacks by the Eagles defense. Only one shot. So I think that's a big difference. And I think the other thing is just offense. You know, Kansas City has not been as explosive as they've been in the past. Mahomes has not thrown the ball downfield with the same effectiveness. But Hurts has been able to do that. So I like the Eagles going into Kansas City and putting up the points on the board to win this game.
Courtney Cronin, bring you in here.
The biggest disadvantage that Jalen Hurts is going to face tonight is that he doesn't have Dallas Goedert. We know in 37 plays without him this season, his completion percentage drops to around 50%, 3.8 yards per attempt, a 24 total QBR. So that puts more stress on A.J. Brown, on Devontae Smith to win this game for the Eagles on the road. So this Chiefs defense, which has been ascending all season, 15.9 points per game allowed, tied for the fewest in the NFL. Bracket coverage going to be the strategy here. If you can take A.J. Brown or at least limit him tonight, if it's 60 yards, 1 touchdown, you live with that. You're going to be asking Jalen Hurts and the rest of his playmakers to beat you, and I just don't know if they're capable of doing
that. Sounds like you're leaning Kansas City here then. And Tim Kalishaw, which way are you leaning?
The last time these two teams had 2 weeks to prepare for each other, Tony, I picked Philadelphia. I'm not going to make that mistake again. And let me tell you why. The thing Courtney got wrong, the biggest disadvantage the Eagles have for tonight is they've won too many football games this year. That has allowed them to ignore their pass defense problems, which are enormous. In their last two games, Sam Howell and Dak Prescott over 700 yards and 7 touchdowns. I don't care who Mahomes' receivers are. Travis Kelce and a bunch of guys are going to get yards, and they're going to get points tonight, and I'm not going against Andy Reid again after a bye.
You know those bye week stats in the regular season and in the playoffs, doesn't matter. He wins 90% of the time coming off the week rest. So that's 2 for Kansas City, Kalishaw and Cronin, and then 2 for Philadelphia, Blackstone and Clark. Kevin, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think that this is probably the leader in the clubhouse to be the Super Bowl this year. I mean, there's just not a lot of dominant teams this year. I'm seeing completion out of both these teams. We'll see this again in February.
There it is. Put it out there right now in November. KC.
It's over already.
We'll move on. Browns 13, Steelers 10. That's no man's land between good offense and excuse me, good defense and bad offense. This was just bad offense. Both teams, 3.8 yards per pass attempt. And frustration is growing for Pittsburgh. Here's running back Najee Harris.
You look at the record and say, okay, we're still good right now. Look at the record and be like, if we keep playing this type of football, how long is that gonna last? I look at it like, how long that gonna last?
Tim, how do you hear a player saying, how long is this struggle going to last for us? And did either of these two teams that are currently in the playoffs look like a playoff team to you?
Well, the problem with him talking about the struggle is he is part of that struggle. He's been a guy who's never quite averaged 4 yards a carry. And yesterday, Jaylen Warren was a lot more effective running the ball than Harris was. And the difference between these teams is the Browns are supposed to have Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson out there. And they are going with players that they had no idea they would be using. Kenny Pickett's still there. Najee Harris is there. George Pickens is there. These are the Steelers. That's their depth chart in August for the most part, and they still can't score any points.
Courtney, did you hear a frustrated player there who was unwilling to point fingers at his teammates, or did you hear a player who's hit a wall and this offense that has hit a wall?
All of the above, and there's definitely some projecting there from Najee Harris, 35 yards on 12 carries. He's not pleased with himself getting passed up in this with the way the running game has gone so far, but this is not a fixable problem. He is about the third Steelers player we've heard complain about the offense, and when you can't point to any fixes within this passing game, we know that Tommy DeVito, the Giants quarterback, has more career multiple touchdown games than Kenny Pickett. It's time to make changes there, and I know people are going to look at it and say, well, who could potentially call offensive plays if not for Matt Canada? Well, what about Mike Sullivan, the quarterback's coach? He's done it before. He took over play calling duties for the Giants in 2017. He called plays for the Bucs under Greg Schiano. It's worth it with a team right now that's currently sitting in the 7th seed in the AFC playoff picture. You don't want to squander that because your offense can't get out of a rut.
Well, you just put a bow on it for us. But, Kevin, I'll go to you when you look at the play calling, because that's where, I mean, you had Fire Canada chants at Pittsburgh Penguin games in the last couple of weeks. So that's what this is about. Can the Steelers fix this?
Well, I don't know if they can fix it, but I know that they can get their best offensive player more involved in the offense, and that would be Pickens, right? Get him the ball more. Figure out some way to do that. You've got a fine running game. Maybe Harris was just a little bit tired of having to carry whatever load there is of that offense along with Warren. The running game is fine, but you know what? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers today. They're winning with defense. They are 6-4. You look at the record, you look at the schedule coming up. They get Cincinnati twice with no Joe Burrow. They don't get the Ravens until the very end of the season. And in between are games they should all win. So they should get to 10 wins and get into the playoffs. They're just going to have to grind it out Steeler style with defense.
And you'd be all right with them grinding it out the way it has. Kevin Clark, I turn to you. The sustainability of this strategy and whether a move is even possible.
Not sustainable to get into the elite of the AFC, which is what they're trying to do every single year. You want to talk about, you want to talk about grim stats from the Kenny Pickett era, Courtney. Kenny Pickett has as many touchdowns since October 1st as Anthony Richardson, who's been out for the year since October 8th. That's pretty grim. Najee Harris should probably be careful about complaining about the offense when you consider that his backup, Jaylen Warren, had 129 yards on 9 attempts. That might be part of the offense going forward. Matt Canada needs to stop calling plays. Somebody else can do it. Anybody else can do it. There needs to be big changes in Pittsburgh on the offensive side of the ball.
If you're a Brown, okay to use a terrible towel how you wish after a win? Because the video of Mike Ford is aggressive, Kevin Blackstone. No, all right.
No, don't do that.
No, yeah. Well, you guys have to talk about the Cleveland Browns here. It's possible to say something about a team. Every week they win a game and you want to focus on the opponent, Courtney Cronin.
I mean, Dorian Thompson-Robinson did not a tremendous job, but enough in this win. This isn't going to go down as a historic game for him by any stretch for his stat line, but for him to come in place of Deshaun Watson now and going forward, he's probably going to be the guy. That is something to be
defensively, Kevin Clark, their numbers are off the charts. They're top three or four off defense of the last 20 years.
Yeah, they're basically number two in success rate in the modern era at this point. And in an incomplete season, this is enough to get you a playoff win. It's what I've been saying. It's the reason I thought, even after the Watson injury last week, that their ceiling didn't change. They can steal a game in January, and they can every week it looks like they're more and more of a threat.
Well, when you look at the standings, they're there. They're in it. The Steelers are there. They're in it. The Broncos. Consider the Broncos. We'll talk about the Broncos maybe next. They think they're a playoff team after their last-minute win last night. We'll be back. Fire till next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
Broncos 21, Vikings 20 in that Russell Wilson, Josh Dobbs duel. Don't look now, but a four-game winning streak for Denver has them 5-5. And as I just heard, it's getting kind of wobbly in the playoffs in the AFC. So, Tim, what have the Broncos done to save their season? Could they be a playoff team?
Mostly they've learned, Russell Wilson's learned to throw it up high for Cortland Sutton, 6'4", and he might go get it. But I don't think they're a playoff team, especially the last two games. Buffalo, with all the turnovers and 12 men on the field, gave that one a getaway. Yesterday, I think it was just Dobbs' inexperience in Minnesota. Got sacked out of field goal range, couldn't get him into field goal range. They ran into trouble at the end.
I'm buying that the experience of Russell Wilson in the fourth quarter, you know, why the Denver Broncos traded for him in the first place, that showed up in that two-minute drill. We've been waiting to see that all season long, the last 4 weeks, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He and Cortland Sutton and their red zone efficiency is the reason that this team has gotten back on track after that 1-5 start.
Blackstone?
Yeah, well, not only have they cleaned up on the offensive side of the ball, they've also cleaned up on the defensive side of the ball. 12 takeaways in the last three games, and you saw that continue yesterday with the takeaways. And anytime you can flip those numbers in this league, we know that being plus takeaways means you win ball games.
Kevin Clark.
I'm buying that competence gets you in the AFC playoffs this year. And guess what? A couple weeks after giving up 70 points, the Denver Broncos are competent. And that's an accomplishment in and of itself. You can make that 7-2 game the game nobody wants to watch. We call it the could have been an email game. They'll be in it, I think, if they continue this style.
That Saturday afternoon game? So wait, you think they're going to make it? You just said that they're going to be in that game. Yeah.
No, I said if they continue this level of competence, there's no reason when you look
around. What does that mean? Either say it or don't say it. Don't tell me about the continuing the level. Tim, you did kind of eschew that win over Buffalo last week because of the way the Bills melted down. But that is a tiebreaker type game should it come to that, right? Isn't it?
It is. I don't think they're going to tie them. I think Buffalo and Miami are going to make it. Houston and Jacksonville are going to make it.
You like Houston. Yeah, you have said that. We'll move on. Lions had a comeback win to beat the Bears, winning a game they were down 12 with 4 to go, despite Goff throwing 3 interceptions. Courtney, you covered this game, of course, from the Bears' perspective. Was this a Bears collapse or a Lions comeback?
Tony, Chicago had a 98.2% chance to win this game after going up 26-14 with 4 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in this game. They played for field goals in the fourth quarter, and that 8-minute, 45-second drive that they ate up all that clock, and then Matt Eberflus's, I guess, explanation was that the Lions went down the field and scored too quickly on them to then start running away with this game. We've seen this too many times this season. We saw it against Denver in week 4, a blown double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, history repeating itself once again in Detroit.
Maybe.
This one is all about the
was
Bears.
Was this about
it.
The Bears to you?
Well, you know, normally I would talk about the winning team, but looking at the Bears, they had 4 takeaways in yesterday's game. They controlled the football for over 40 minutes. Since 1932, in the history of the NFL, teams that have done that had gone 48-0. How do you blow this?
Kevin Clark?
If the question is, was it a Bears collapse, the answer is yes, but I'll put that off to the side. This defense in Detroit is getting worrisome, frankly. Since the Ravens game in Week 7, they have been, by EPA per play, the worst defense in football. Mm. That's a concern. Aiden Hutchinson has more than double the pressures of anybody else on the roster, but it can't just be him. They've got to clean that up on the defensive end if they're going to get to the level they need to get at for January.
Tim Kalishaw.
We've seen the Lions play well and win, starting with that first game against the Chiefs. Now we've seen them play very badly, especially Goff, and still find a way to win. That's important, too. This is the first Lions team to go 8-2 since 1962. Who among us doesn't remember them beating Lombardi's Packers on Thanksgiving that year? Let's embrace this.
Buy or sell 3. Drops killing the Chargers. Killing the Chargers yesterday. Drops killing the Chargers dead. The loss in Green Bay, dropping them to 4-6. So while you take a look at all these drops, here's Brandon Staley after the game.
I have full confidence in our way of playing. Full confidence in myself as the play caller, in the way that we teach, in the way that we scheme. Full confidence in that. You can stop asking that question, okay? I'm going to be calling the defenses, okay? So we're clear. So you
Kevin
don't have
Clark,
to ask
what you're buying,
again.
What you're selling?
I'm selling Brandon Staley and the entire Staley era in Los Angeles. They've now lost 5 games by 3 or fewer points. No other team in the NFL has lost more than 2 of those types of
wow,
games.
That is
sloppy football stuff. Team on both sides of the ball. He is a defensive coach. They cannot get the defense figured out. I believe they're 28th in EPA per play since he took over the job. He's never figured it out. This era is over.
But was yesterday's loss a defensive loss is the next question I would ask you. We just showed about 6 drops. Kevin Blackstone, you want to answer that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't do anything about the drops. Staley can't, but that defense, they're 31st in the league in points in yards surrendered right now with all that talent. You can't waste that. And right now, you're in danger of wasting that contract that you just put on Justin Herbert. So come on. The head coach has got to take some responsibility for all of that.
They gave up 424 yards to a Packers offense that had not amounted to 400 total yards of offense at any other point this season. 1 week after giving up 533 to the Detroit Lions, this is a defense that has Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, Derwin James, and yet, as we've pointed out, they are at the bottom statistically of the NFL. This one is squarely on
Rams. Tim Kalishaw.
Some people are bothered by a head coach who basically looks like David Spade with a hat on. That doesn't trouble me. What troubles me about this team is that I picked them to go to the playoffs 2 weeks ago, and that Quentin Johnson, who made all those great catches for TCU last year to get them to the championship game, dropped that last ball. That's at least the tying field goal, if not the winning touchdown.
They have a lot of problems, but one of those drops turned to get to a catch. Two of them were in the end zone. Another one could have been going there. We got to run. Pack Mondays. Right. Kevin Blackstone, Kevin Clark, KBKC. Showdown next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Around the Horn is presented by Bullet Frontier Whiskey. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Taco Bell.
Kevin O'Kevin in showdown. Good luck, gentlemen. The pass in Paisan. Tommy DeVito. 3 touchdowns. Oh, yes. Points for everybody for that celebration. And a Giants win. Washington losing. And then not having hot water for showers for players of either team because of maintenance issue at their home field. Kevin Blackstone, what's more embarrassing, losing to the Giants or not having hot water for showers?
Oh, the Giants are a professional football team, but losing the hot water in the shower, this is so on brand for the Snyder that is still hanging over this franchise. Unbelievable.
Kevin Clark?
I think they're one and the same. Snyder built a foundation that allows you to lose to Tommy DeVito and not have hot showers. I'm going to say it's more embarrassing to lose to DeVito. We've all had a water
How
pressure problem.
You?
None
How
of us
How dare you? There is no DeVito problem. This is it. The renaissance, and I mean that literally, of Italian quarterbacks. We'll move on. The Jets making it official today. Tim Boyle will start Friday. Zach Wilson's benching is lasting. So the tough Sunday yet again for Zach Wilson. CBS came back from break with a video of him tripping. He went into the sidelines. He literally took out Robert Saleh for one play. As the Jets lose to the Bills 32-6, new look Buffalo with OC Joe Brady got some explosion. Kevin Clark, what's your item of interest?
Item of interest is that Tim Boyle is the starter with the New York Jets and that this was mismanaged as much as anything has been mismanaged in the last 5 years of NFL football. Tim Boyle should not be on the roster. This is better than Zach Wilson, but not by much.
I just feel sorry for Zach Wilson. I'm just glad that he's out of the spotlight for now. And that last video you showed him just falling down on his own on the field. Oh, my goodness. I hope he has a good summer coming up. Jeez.
Oh, we still have the winter to get through, Kevin Blackstone. When are you already getting to this?
That too.
Kevin Clark, please, take the FaceTime.
As a Miami Hurricane, I don't love defending Florida State University, but I found some of the discourse after Jordan Travis's injury to be a little bit misguided. They should not drop out of the top four of the playoff rankings just because their starting quarterback got injured. The playoff committee should not evaluate anything with their eyes. They should not evaluate what a team should be. They should evaluate resumes. If Florida State University goes undefeated, they are in the playoff, full stop, no questions asked.
That's a hot take from Kevin Clark, because I've heard it argued otherwise from members of this panel. Anyone here?
Washington, no. Yes.
He's exactly right.
All right.
Ohio State won a national title. Backup quarterback.
23 and a half hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.